The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
I didn't love our execution tonight. Goals against kind of similar to game one. Like, I felt like we didn't make them earn a couple of those. And then we didn't win a lot of the touches that we won in game two for certain.
You like that? Right off the bat.
Against. Good against.
Yeah.
Threw it in against.
By the way, one of the downsides to going to Ball Arena, to being in the sack.
You were there for game two.
I was there for game two. It was glorious. You don't get to see Bednar and his taut hiney in those well-cut European suits. They don't flash over there. So I was like, I went essentially Bednar-less.
Oh, that's a crime.
It is a crime.
That's a crime. But very honest assessment of what went down last night, and I completely agree. One thing that has been impressive about this Avalanche playoff run is we knew about this team offensively and how much firepower they have, but what has been impressive is how well they can play defense, especially with subpar goaltending throughout this playoff run.
Right.
And their ability to play lockdown defense, 200 feet of hockey, and that just wasn't there last night. They just weren't sharp. Give some credit to Tampa. I mean, there was one possession, that top line, the Kucherov, Stamkos, Palat line, where they had the puck in the, that line had the puck in the Av zone for close to a minute.
Yeah.
It popped out of the zone once, and then they were right back in, and it culminated with that Stamkos goal. You know, yeah, Tampa worked, yes, but there was also a lot of sloppiness. Taves and McCarr, right, once again were caught out of position. Rantanen made a bad read. Just you know, right, uncharacteristic stuff from the, yes, Avs that I would expect them to be able to tighten up.
Tampa out-hit them, too.
Yeah.
And it was really the first game to me where they got physically out-hit by the opponent. So, I mean, there's obviously some things you have to clean up, some things you have to look at, but that to me was a big difference. Like, I thought the Avs in the first two games had been more the aggressor, and I thought last night Tampa was the aggressor.
Next on the Morning Brew.
He didn't have a good night, you know? Neither did our team. So, again, we win as a team, lose as a team. You can group him in with everybody else, you know? Just weren't as good as we needed to be.
Darcy Kuemper got pulled.
Yes, he did.
Rough night for Darcy Kuemper. A couple of those goals where he just got, you know, beat by guys coming down the left wing, and you got to make those saves. You just can't have the puck, you know, roll between your legs. Can't roll up your arm like that. You got to make those saves.
Yeah.
And he got pulled. When I asked the question right before the end of the last break, you said without hesitation, you think Darcy will be back in there. I think it's going to be Frankie. Why do you think it's going to be Kuemper?
I think they'll give him another opportunity. I just think they're going to give him another. He's their guy. They'll go back to him, but he'll be on a short leash. Now, if he gives a couple soft goals, they'll go back there. By the way, I think I single-handedly changed hockey.
You single-handedly changed hockey, a sport that's been being played for over 100-plus years.
Yeah.
And you changed it. How?
Well, I've changed the narrative. Hockey guy finally, not that hockey guy will probably give me credit, but I have changed the narrative. And I've said this for weeks now, and finally I think it came to fruition. Can we stop with, it's really hard to play goal when you don't see a lot of shots. What do you see? 16 in game two, and he had the shutout. 30-plus shots. Like, come on now. I think we finally...
Good point there.
Yeah.
Good point there.
I think we finally
come... Good point,
come,
hockey guy.
Yeah. Hockey guy actually agrees with me now, and he just very quietly.
Kuemper only faced 22 shots, by the way.
Yeah, he was 22 awful shots.
Five of 22. He saved. He gave up.
Yeah,
he made 17 saves. His save percentage was
super duper bad.
773. That's really bad. Next on the Morning Brew.
Definitely some of the breakdowns are out of character, you know, and, you know, we'd like to get a lot of those back and do some things over, but at the end of the day, we also did a lot of good things, and I feel like we controlled the play quite a bit. You know, Vasilevsky had a good night, and like I said, defensively, they got some easy ones on us that we'd like to do differently.
There's Gabe Landeskog, who had two of the Az goals, both of them.
Yeah, still put 39 shots on Andrei Vasilevskiy. Sure. It's not like they were skating through quicksand out there. They're going to outshoot. They're going to outshoot and outchance Tampa on an almost regular basis. So it's just a matter of getting decent goaltending, tighten up some of those defensive mistakes, and then get back to playing Avalanche hockey. You don't go from dominating the way you did in game two, losing a game like that, and then it just changes the whole course of the series forever. Until I see the Avs go out and play another game like that, I'm just not worried.
Yeah, my level of concern is
where would
very
you put
low.
Where, you know, on a pain meter, concern meter, 1 to 10, where are you at right now after last night? No, factoring in the uncertainty of goaltending.
Yeah, I'm at about a 3.
I'll go a little higher than that only because even though I anticipate they'll do it, you're trying to become one of the few teams in Stanley Cup history to win a Stanley Cup without a good goaltender. So I'll put it at about a 4. 4.5. 4.5. Can't go to 5.
I don't know that.
I like hooks. I like throwing in hooks.
I didn't know that we could use a hook.
I love hooks.
All right, 3.5.
All right, I'll go 4.5.
Yeah, I was just going straight 3 or 4 because I wasn't given that option.
Yeah, in this betting world we live in, I love adding hooks now.
Okay.
It's like you're ish, right? Yeah. You love ish.
I love hooks. Ish. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
3.5.
Yeah. Next on the Morning Brew.
I always, when you get asked questions like that, they're looking for an answer that everybody in the building already knows. And I think it's hard. Like this, it's a game. It's a contact game, but guys know what they're doing. You know, smart, savvy players know what they're doing. They're stick, and we all saw it. So we'll see.
All right, there's John Cooper, who at first, the first part of that comment, he's playing the coaching game. You're trying to work the officials through the press conferences. And then the second half of that comment, the truth came out. Hey, it's hockey. These things happen. That hit on Kucherov, the cross-check from Devon Taves that had Kucherov go down, leg crumpled, looked like some kind of groin injury, definitely left the ice in a lot of discomfort. Could be a huge storyline for game 4. But what John Cooper fails to leave out is just before that, Kucherov cross-checked Taves. And earlier in the sequence had cross-checked Manson. Manson had cross-checked some people earlier. It's hockey. The unfortunate thing for Kucherov is he just kind of lost an edge, went down, and hurt himself. But those kind of hits, you'll see those kind of cross-checks probably 15 times during the course of a hockey game. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, it isn't.
Coach Hawkins. Hey,
I find it comical when coaches point out the suspect hits and the suspect things that the other team did. Stop it. Like that is hockey. So I'm not too worried about that.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.